Hey everybody, it's John with Rise Up Ministries, Mississippi. Today is October 6th. Today I'll be reading Proverbs 6, and I will be reading Proverbs 7 tomorrow as well. So thank you for joining us. Proverbs 6. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said and snared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of a fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in the summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. A troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil and with deceit in his heart, he always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he distills to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it cost him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is. Now, there's a lot in that, isn't there? I got tongue-tied a few times. I'm just going. Apologize for that. But we know that Proverbs 6 is a treasure trove of wisdom and that encourages us to live with diligence and responsibility and a humble heart. In this reading, we explored several things, and I just want to kind of touch base on a few. Verses 6 through 8, it says, "Go to an ant, O sluggard, consider his ways and be wise. Without having chief officer or ruler, she prepares her bread in the summer and gathers her food in harvest." Solomon, the author of Proverbs, begins with the simple but yet powerful lesson from nature, the ant. And we know that most of us dislike ants. I know I do. But you see how they work, how they gather, how they communicate. They're diligent creatures that are always working together for the common good of their tribe. They don't need a supervisor or a boss to keep them on track because they're always going and they're focused. And they do this even when no one's watching. And we know about the amount of weight they can lift based off their body size. So we need to look at that and look at our lives, including my life, and prepare for a better future through diligence and obedience. And then verses 16 through 19, that goes in and talking about the things that the Lord hates. Solomon provides a list that are detestable to the Lord. And so this reminds us to examine our hearts and our actions. Are we prideful? Do we speak the truth? Do we seek out evil or strive to bring peace? We need to pray in humility and truthfulness and have God seek our heart and search our heart and fill it with righteousness through his son, Jesus Christ. And then verse 20 through 23, It says, you know, my son, keep your father's commandments, forsake not your mother's teaching. This sounds familiar, right? But, and then bind them on your heart. It's just like writing the word of God on the tablet, but it tells you why. It's tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. When you wake, they will talk with you. It goes on and says that this commandment is a lamp and a teaching of light, the reproofs of discipline. It's a way of life. And so Solomon emphasizes this, the importance of this, honoring your parents and then treasuring their wisdom. So the guidance that they can bring can definitely be that guiding light in your lives. And we need to cherish those, and we need to honor God's commandments and teaching. And we need to allow them, our parents, and God's word shape our decisions and actions. But we need to commit to obedience and seeking his guidance overall, because not every one of us have had parents that have been positive role models. You know, there's people out there with different stories. So, but then verse 27 through 29, can a man carry a fire next to his chest without his clothes being burned? Or can you walk on hot coals without your feet getting scorched? See, Solomon warns us against the destructive consequences of adultery and sexual immorality. We can't play with fire without getting burned. We can't indulge in sinful desires without leading to painful consequences. So we need to guard our hearts and our bodies, preserve the sanctification of marriage, holy matrimony, and maintaining purity in our relationships. Overall, if that's you, just seek the Lord, repent, and turn the other way. So overall, Proverbs 6 provides insight into living a life full of wisdom, diligence, and righteousness. So read over it, reflect on it, pray about it, reach out if you need to talk. We're here for you. Appreciate you. See you tomorrow.